Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Jesse, we talked to him a couple of days ago, and he was all sketched out because he considers himself a 4, and he was asking out a 15. So we said, you know, rather than just go ahead and ask her out on a date, you know, why don't you sort of chip on the wall a little bit and just ask her to go out and study a little bit, you know, so she'll take the friend angle on the whole thing so her wall comes down. So he took our advice, and he goes to the girl, and he says, yeah, let's study. And then she throws a bomb at him that he wasn't expecting.
I went up to her, and I was like, hey, you know, I think I'm not going to be able to do good in this class. Do you think we could set up like a once-a-week coffee thing? And immediately she says, you want to take me on a date, don't you?
She saw right through it.
Wow.
I want to take you out on a date. She says, okay, how about tomorrow?
No way. So like, no way.
Yeah, my mind's still spinning. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? So, yeah, I mean, I've got a date tonight.
I can just imagine. I bet that feeling of her saying, let's go on a date, and you just totally not being expecting that.
What?
Like, what?
Huh? Wait, hold on, what?
Okay.
I got to be cool. Okay. I got to be cool. So that date was last night. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm pretty good.
How'd it go last night?
It went good for the most part.
What does that mean? Okay, take us through the date from the beginning until the very end.
Yeah, something's not smelling right.
I know.
Okay, well, from the beginning, picked her up. We went down to Barrett Parkway to the Melting Pot.
Ooh,
had a good time. Talked for about 4 hours. Whoa. And just had a good time.
And conversation flowed really easily?
Nope. I mean,
oh, yeah. Probably, I mean, it flowed really free. You know, everything was good. But, you know, we both agreed that we just really aren't that good of a match, and that we'd be better off as friends.
You had that conversation?
Yeah.
Over, like, melted
fondue?
Cheese?
Yeah.
When did that happen? I mean, did she initiate that part of the conversation, or did you?
I did.
You did?
What? What?
Yeah.
Dude, you're weird.
No.
When did that happen?
No. This is a great move.
Yeah. No.
Keep on dating and keep on calling the show.
So how did that...
It happened towards the end. It was just... You know, we started talking, and I got to know her, and she got to know me, and it was sort of just a mutual type thing. So
were you actually
I'm confused.
Turned off by her by the end of the date? Like, she was, I mean, yeah, she's a hottie, but outside of that, she just wasn't for you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she's a great person, and we'd be great friends, just not really, we're not dating compatible.
What about her turned you off?
Nothing, really. It's sort of hard to explain.
Was she dumb?
I'm sorry?
Was she not very smart?
Oh, no, she's very smart.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out what about her made you not like her or be compatible with her? Like, what happened during the date that made this all happen?
Well, it's mainly just, I guess you could say, her personality. Oh. It just... sort of clashed with mine a little too much, and it's just not something that I personally could deal with.
Okay, so. Now we're getting into it here. So
this
what was
good.
What was the first red flag, the first conversation you guys were having where you went from, oh my God, if I had the music of like angels singing right now, to you going, wait a second, this might not work?
Well, it's just the way that she would say things. It sort of caught me off guard a couple times. I'm like, huh, well, that's interesting.
Like what?
I can't remember right now. It's way too early.
Well, you got to remember one of them. The woman of your dreams from 36 hours ago has now broken your heart. So there's got to be one thing that stands out in mind. You're like, oh, this ain't going to work.
Was she rude? Was she overly aggressive? Was she just not appreciative? What?
You know, it's not any of that. She was very appreciative. She thanked me. She said she had a fun time. But it's just, I really don't know how to explain it appropriately to where I can get the point across.
Is she kind of a complainer? Is she a negative person?
No, I guess you could say she's cynical.
Cynical.
A little too cynical.
Okay. That's something there.
Sure.
Because, yeah, if you're not a cynical person and somebody is, that would be a definite clash.
But however,
if you don't appreciate their cynicism, maybe.
Here's the flaw in your story, Jesse. Maybe you're a better man than I am when I was single, is if I'm dating a total hottie. I mean, I have been watching this girl for a while, and I'm on a date with this beautiful thing. And yes, she's cynical. I would be able to get around that for 4 or 5 more dates just to hang out with her and try to sleep with her.
Touch your boobs. Well, yeah. Different standards.
Now, you're saying that, yes, she was cynical, but she's a hottie, and you're just not that way. The physical part, that's not for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I'm a Christian, and I feel the fact that sex is something sacred for marriage.
Okay.
And that's the way I'd like to keep it. So.
What about boobs?
Boobs are nice.
But, I mean, there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't go up a girl's shirt.
Well, yeah, actually.
He wants to be respectful,
Jeff. Like that.
That's awesome.
Okay, so
it's not the way I roll.
All right, okay. So you're more of a commitment kind of guy, and physically she did it for you, but outside of that, Jeff is shaking his head. He's not buying the story.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Why?
You're just telling the story to get on the radio.
No.
Why?
No. He's a Christian guy, wouldn't do that unless it was on the fish.
Yeah. It's okay to lie on the fish if you're a Christian.
Why do you think he's lying?
Because no guy operates this way.
Sounds like he's peacocking a little
bit.
Well, there's only a few good guys left in the world, and I think I'm one of them, and that's how we operate.
Good for you.
Shutting the girl down at the end of the first date.
I'm not shutting her down. We're still going to be friends.
He just
have the study dates and stuff, but
you know,
not
there's
actually be involved.
You just know there's no future with this girl. She didn't do anything for you except physically, so you're just going to end it after the first date.
Yeah, pretty much.
If there's no chemistry, there's no chemistry. I don't know why that has to be so weird.
Because you got to think like a guy. You're thinking like a woman here. If a girl is that hot, we can work around her crappy attitude for weeks or months even. In some cases, years.
He's not joking. Like, you know, you know how many guys there are in the history of time? Since God put Adam on earth, do you know how many times a guy has told a super hot girl that they're not compatible at the end of the first date? Zero.
Yeah, let me try to do this, actually. Joanna, clear the phones and find guys that were in a relationship the longest time with a girl that they didn't like but hung out because she was so hot. Okay. Will it be days? Will we find weeks? Will we find months?
Married people.
We have. Yeah. There are married people right now. It's been 25 years.
Yeah.
Man, I wish you would just shut up, but she is hot.
And I think every 100% of guys have done that. There's 3 guys in the room. If you've done it, raise your hand. Thank you.
All 3.
404-741-Q100. If you're a guy and you're in a relationship with a girl that you couldn't stand, but you stayed in because she's so hot, tell us for how long. Hey, Tammy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just giving the girl's perspective. I mean, maybe she's kind of cynical because people have gone out with her for all the wrong reasons. So that's kind of what she feels like people expect of her. And you know, he needs to give it another try. In 4 hours, you absolutely don't know everything about everybody. They're still on the show, and, you know, you don't really know what you're getting.
All right, thank you. Here is Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. You are on Q100.
Hey, I dated a girl that was a pain in the butt, and I put up with her for 2.5 years.
Yes, you did.
Because she was hot?
How hot was she, man? Was she like a 10?
Yeah, she was up there.
Yeah.
That's admirable. That's, you know what? That's
a
well
long
done.
Time.
Yes. If she's that hot, and the physical part of the relationship is even remotely good, mm-hmm. you will stick it out for a long time. Hey, Neil, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
How long are we looking at?
Almost a year.
And she was super hot, but just what?
She was psychotic. She was crazy. she lied, told me she was pregnant a couple times.
Wow.
She was just crazy, but she was gorgeous. It happens.
I almost think that's the better question to ask, Bert, is not how long did you last, but what crazy thing did you tolerate? Like, what did you put up with and still stay with? Because, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, she stole my car and wrecked it. Really? Yep, drove right into Lake Lanier. Seriously? Yep, stay with her for a year after that. She was so hot.
I told you about Chandra, that girl I was dating, Chandra, at my own party. She flies down a flight of stairs, roundhouses me, almost knocks me to the ground. My knees buckle. And the next day, we go on vacation together.
Stuck it out.
She's hot.
In the bikini.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Real cool. Hey, Kevin, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I was with a girl for 3 years, and merely because she was so hot, there was just no way I could let her go. But she drove me completely nuts, being so high maintenance.
So it wasn't it wasn't one act of craziness. It was just so high maintenance, but it was worth for you to cater to it because she was so hot.
She would take my credit card and spend, you know, $500-$600 on a pair of shoes and say I just had to have them.
And she walked in the door and she's so hot. You just said thank you for spending that money.
All right. Well, thank you very much. can we head this way?
Every guy, like I said, every guy that has done any kind of dating has been in that situation.
It would almost be a fun website to put up a picture of the girl and then the story of next to it of what you put up with in order to tell it. So put up.
And how long?
So you'd have to find a picture of Chandra from, you know, 20 years ago, however long you dated. Put that picture up and go, she punched me in the face in front of all of my friends, and then I took her to the Caribbean the next day. Guys will vote. Was she worth it?
That's a great idea.
Jesse, you are an anomaly, my friend, for sure.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
Good luck finding your match.
Hey, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.